enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here and joining us as we bring you coverage of the Woodward Dream Cruise 2013. It is going on right now as we speak on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. And in this hour, we're going to be joined by a representative from Chevrolet, who is one of the presenting sponsors of the Woodward Dream Cruise. And we're going to find out what's going on right now, because this is just a rolling party with about 35 to 40,000 vehicles rolling up and down Woodward Avenue. Also, a little later on, speaking of the Woodward Dream Cruise, we're going to be joined by a young lady who works in public relations for Hagerty Insurance, and she and the company restored a 69 Camaro especially for the Woodward Dream Cruise, and there's an interesting story behind the story regarding that vehicle. Telephone-wise, if you have a question and like to chime in, we would love to hear from you. And anywhere across North America, you can get us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening anywhere around the world, if you log on to my website, autoworldradio.com, you will see we have an international callers line that will get you into us as well, because this is a world-famous event. I know a number of times when I've attended the Woodward Dream Cruise, I've chatted with some folks that have come very long distances. I remember one guy came all the way from Australia with his vehicle just to cruise at Woodward. So let's go out to the Woodward Dream Cruise and check in with Chris Perry, who is the Vice President of Sales for Chevrolet, and he can tell us all about the excitement and what's happening there today. Hey there, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, number one, let's check in on the weather situation. Usually Mother Nature is quite kind to the Woodward Dream Cruise. What kind of weather are you experiencing today in the greater Detroit area?
It is a beautiful day for the Dream Cruise. Probably mid-80s, a slight breeze, and perfect sun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Why don't we do a little history lesson here on the Dream Cruise, Chris, because this is a really cool event. It was a grassroots event. It was started by some car folks a number of years back, and it hasn't actually been around that long, but it has become world famous. And I know as of a couple of years ago, it was about 35 to 40,000 cars cruising on Cruise Saturday today, but really the cruising begins a lot earlier in the week. Tell us a little bit about the background of the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Like you mentioned, Bob, it's Woodward is a historic road here in Detroit area, and the big three automakers have always used it to test drive their vehicles up and down the road as far back as the 40s and the 50s. But it's become an official event, I'd say in the last 8 or 9, 10 years or so, where there's official sponsors and with the various brands coming out and setting up tents and displays. There's a lot of different companies throughout the automotive industry who come and showcase their wares. And, of course, as you mentioned, just general fans of the automotive industry, specifically the muscle cars, that come out and just watch the various vehicles go up and down the street. It's a phenomenal event if you haven't been there in person. It's difficult to describe to anyone who hasn't seen it in person.
It's kind of a rolling party on wheels, and it's so wonderful that, you know, folks line the streets of Woodward, and sometimes, you know, there are a lot of people in front of you. It can be five or six deep, and there's a tremendous amount of people that turn out to see all of these wonderful cars, and cars of every description, as you say, muscle cars, hot rods, brand new cars. But the great thing about Woodward is it's free, number one, so there's no cost to participate to actually drive in the cruise, and there's no limitations. I remember in the early days of the cruise, people would even build cars, kind of funny machines, to drive up and down Woodward, and that's always a hoot, and a lot of people are having lots of fun. There's lots of barbecuing going on, and there's lots of parties happening, and Chevrolet has done a wonderful job in supporting this event, and tell us
us a little bit about the Chevrolet display there at Woodward 2013.
Yeah, we have a couple displays. We have one that's in Birmingham. It's kind of our main display, and then another one that's focused on our performance parts and products down in Royal Oak. So we're showcasing a variety of models and accessories throughout the today. You know, at the main event, we have kind of a look back at the past as well as how it compares to the future. So we have our current displays of a 2013 Camaro convertible side by side with a 67 Camaro convertible, which of course was the beginning of that legendary product. We have a 66 Chevy Impala Supersport convertible side-by-side with the new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, just to show the progression and the change in the products that we have and showcasing our history, but also showcasing, you know, where we're going in the future. Also, we have a Chevrolet 71 Chevrolet Cheyenne pickup right next to our brand-new 2014 Silverado Crew Cab. So a lot for the public to see at Chevrolet.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not unusual for the automakers and sometimes executives to debut vehicles, concept vehicles, or other vehicles at the Woodward Dream Cruise. I know that goes on. And another gentleman, I won't call him up by name, but a guy that's been a real high executive at a number of different car companies, he was writing yesterday on his Facebook post, you know, that he had bought a special car this year just for the cruise. So talk about passion. That's really taking it to a new level. And speaking of passion, I mean, boy, when you talk about the performance portfolio that Chevrolet has for 2013-2014 concurrently going on at the same time. I always say I wish they were separated, but we've got what used to be called the Pebble Beach Weekend. It's now a week-long series of events, and I know that you've been holding the media launch for the seventh generation, the C7 Corvette out in the Monterey area of California, but I'm sure that you've got some C7s on display at Woodward and probably cruising them as well.
Absolutely. Like you said, we've been in Monterey with the press this last week, and they've just been so complimentary of the new C7. We're excited to showcase it to the press. Then last night, today, we're sponsoring the Monterey Historic Races, where every year a legendary mark gets to sponsor and be showcased in that race, and we're proud that the Corvette, with its racing heritage, is the lead sponsor this year. And of course, like you mentioned, on Woodward, we're going to have several different C7s on display in both venues, like I mentioned, both our performance venue and our main venue in Birmingham. And boy, talk about just a performance car that just generates so much passion. Ever since we introduced the vehicle, the new Corvette, in Detroit in December, it's just been so exciting to see the people in the press. They're just struggling to find the superlatives to describe that vehicle, not only from a design standpoint, but also performance. It truly does make you a better driver, regardless of your capabilities.
Oh, that is so true. And as a guy that owns a C5 right now and owned a C4, you know, I'm definitely part of that Corvette community. I was fortunate to be at the 113-13 event there in Detroit, where a lot of folks got the first look at it, and that was an amazing event. And I know in Geneva, you guys debuted the convertible, and you did that for a reason, because this is a global car, just like many other cars, including the Chevrolet Cruze, which is doing so well globally. When we come back, more updates with Chris Perry from Chevrolet from Woodward 2013.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. It's Woodward Saturday. The Woodward Dream Cruise is underway on the streets of Woodward in suburban Detroit, leading right into downtown Detroit. And Chris Perry, the Vice President of Sales for Chevrolet, is with us. Chevrolet is the title sponsor of the Woodward Dream Cruise, and it's got a couple of wonderful displays both in Birmingham and Royal Oak. And if anybody has a question about this event, 855-660-4261. And Chris, before the break, we were telling everybody about the accolades on the C7, and it was unveiled officially at the Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show. It was a very emotional moment there, and the convertible was unveiled in Geneva, because I know you guys have your sights set on selling this new Corvette, which is celebrating 60 years, by the way, for 2013. And so what a great honored to be the featured vehicle out at the Monterey Historic Races, but this is a global car and it's going to be sold all over the world.
That's right, and like I said, we've been getting just such great response from the press and the people who've had a chance to experience it. It really is competitive with any vehicle in the marketplace, regardless of price. We're just so excited to have it on the marketplace now.
An amazing technology when you stop and think about it. You know, in base form, this vehicle now has the aluminum frame that was previously only in the upper range models, the Z06 and the ZR1. Carbon fiber, extensive use. The hood is carbon fiber. The liftoff panel is carbon fiber. You know, this new LT1 power plant putting out in excess of 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, 7-speed rev matching transmission, 6-speed automatic transmission, also optional, and you've got the Z06 Z51, I should say, performance package, which is just chock full of goodies. This vehicle can do, it's the best performance base Corvette in the history of the Corvette, in 0 to 60 in the high threes or low fours, and 29 miles per gallon on the highway. That ain't too shabby, Chris.
Absolutely. You got it down. You know that car very well. I'm glad to see that. 29 miles per gallon on the highway, you know, 455 horsepower. That's quite a testament to the technology and the performance of the vehicle. You know, we learned a lot from our racing teams and our heritage in transferring that knowledge and technology directly to the new C7. And, of course, in racing, you know, fuel management is a big part of racing.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot from that in terms of aerodynamics and, again, fuel management to get to that 29 miles per gallon without sacrificing any performance. As you mentioned, 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds and still getting that type of performance is a pretty good representation of the design technology and performance of what Chevrolet brings to the industry.
Such a beautiful design, too. I mean, kudos to the team on that. And it will flip to four cylinders. It will run as a V4 and deliver outstanding fuel economy both on the highway as well as in the city. But I can't wait to get behind the wheel of that one. That's one that I'm looking forward to. But another one that we must talk about is from the Camaro camp. I'm a huge fan of the ZL1. There's another car that I haven't had a chance to drive yet, but great friends with Al Oppenheiser, have interviewed him a gazillion times over the years, and you guys surprised everybody at the New York Auto Show because it's so hard to keep secrets today in the media, but you revived a great name for the past. The Z28 is back, and I know Jay Leno has had an opportunity to drive it, and what a great thing that is.
Absolutely. You know that, and you're right, that is so difficult to keep secrets here in the industry. We were surprised ourselves that we were able to do that. But what a fantastic new vehicle that is. Particularly, I mean, it's really designed for that weekend racer who wants to go out on the track and perform on weekends. You know, we did everything we could to make it more lightweight. We've talked about how, you know, the air conditioning is an option. We took out the radio system. We had to leave one speaker in because it's federally mandated to have a bell that goes off and you don't have your seatbelt on. But other than that, we wanted to take weight out of the car and just to make sure it is the best track car that we can possibly put on in the market.
That's fantastic. And another one upcoming this fall that I'm so looking forward to seeing is the SS, the Chevrolet SS. You know, for those like myself who, have a wife and I have a two, almost three-year-old daughter, I mean, talk about a great performance family car that is if you're lucky enough to be thinking along those lines. But that SS is a great performance car that can haul around the four five people and your groceries, a great daily driver, in my opinion. There's a good daily driver.
Yeah, that's the first rear-wheel drive performance sedan that Chevrolet's had in our lineups for 17 years. As you mentioned, 415 horsepower, 400 foot-pounds of torque, a great family sedan, but competitive with the great sports sedans in the industry right now. I mean, we look at some of the competitors out there, certainly the Ford Show and the Porsche and the Chrysler SRT8, but you even look at it versus the BMW 5 Series, roughly the same size, another 115 horsepower, almost 1,000 pounds lighter and $10,000 less. I mean, so it carries that traditional Chevrolet value with it, along with the performance and design. So we're really excited to get that to marketplace as well.
Absolutely. So lots of great stuff to check out for all of our listeners in the greater Detroit area and surrounding states. Head on over to the Dream Cruise. It's still early enough, and you know, folks have been going up and down the avenue. I'm sure they started very early in the week, and it's just one of those things to put on your list to do once in your lifetime. Another vehicle I got to talk to you about is not only the Chevrolet Impala, which has rolled out to just great accolades from the press, but also I'm so happy to see the Cruise doing well, and so happy to see the return of diesel. But this isn't the old diesels. This is modern diesel technology in the Chevrolet Cruise. I mean, these modern diesels are nothing like the diesels that some Americans may remember from the 70s and 80s. They're clean. They have no chatter. They're great performance machines, and talk about wonderful fuel economy.
Absolutely. We are getting, 46 miles per gallon highway with the new Cruise diesel, as you mentioned. And that's a tried and true performance for us. That's a vehicle that's been sold well in Europe, and we saw that the timing is right to bring it to the U.S., and so far the success has just been wonderful. People are just excited about it because you get that great fuel economy with, you know, the torquiness of a diesel, so you get some more performance to it at a reasonable price. So it's a great combination for consumers. As you mentioned, it doesn't carry that stigma that used to be with diesel back in the 90s or the 80s, I'd say. Clean diesel technology now is available where you don't get that knocking, that pinging, and the smoke that maybe you've saw in the past.
Absolutely. Chris, hold with us another moment or two, and we'll talk more Chevy and Woodward straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Joining us live from the Woodward Dream Cruise 2013 is Chris Perry, the Vice President of Sales for Chevrolet, the presenting sponsor of the Woodward Dream Cruise, and he's telling us all about what's been happening, what's going on, and about the Chevrolet display in Birmingham as well as in Royal Oak. We also have been talking about the vehicles that are in the Chevrolet portfolio for 2013 and 2014. Coming up in the next few moments, we'll be joined by a representative from the Hagerty Insurance Company who did something really cool. They restored a 69 Camaro SS, and I know they drove it down from Traverse City, their headquarters, to Detroit this past Wednesday, and they also drove this Camaro, which is an SS, which has quite a history in the great race. A great story upcoming right here on Auto World. But back to Chris Perry, Vice President of Sales for Chevrolet. So, Chris, how's the turnout there today? Are people just having loads of fun? And is the anticipated number of vehicles about the same as I cited a little bit earlier, like 35,000 to 40,000 vehicles going up and down the streets of Woodward?
Yes, absolutely. 35,000 to 40,000 muscle cars, pickup trucks, exotic vehicles, a variety of everything you'd want to see out in there. And roughly, the estimate is going to be between 1.3 and 1.5 million people visiting Woodward this weekend. So it's the single largest automotive event in the world.
That is so cool. It's so family-oriented. I mean, there's music, there's food, and it's just a general party atmosphere that's going on.
It's amazing. It's surprising to me that actually some of the cities will bring in bleachers to accommodate the people who want to just sit and watch the cars go up and down the street, and the bleachers are packed this year.
That's great. Chris, are you a native of Michigan, or did you grow up someplace else?
Actually, I grew up in Southern California. I've been with General Motors for about 3 years. This is only my third Woodward Dream Cruise, and I love it every year. this year I had the benefit of parking my 2014 Impala, which I love dearly, but when you're at Woodward and you're going to go cruising, you need something to go cruising in. So I borrowed a 2014 Camaro ZL1 convertible. It's just Inferno Orange, 558 horsepower. You can't beat it. When in Rome, do like the Romans, right?
Absolutely, and that ZL1 is just a masterpiece of technology and engineering.
It is just fantastic. But, it's it's a great vehicle to be out there with, but there's so many other great products running up and down the street. It's just your head snaps every time you hear an engine roar and want to check out who's doing what with their vehicle.
Well, it's wonderful that you could join us live from the cruise and give us an update, and everybody in the Detroit listening area, go on over to the cruise, the Woodward Dream Cruise, and check out the Chevrolet displays both in Birmingham as well as in Royal Oak. Chris, we're going to have to make a date to get you back on the air with us, because as you can tell, I am just your automotive radio guy, and would love to talk to you more about product and keep the listeners up to speed.
That sounds great, Bob. I'd love to.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Chris. Enjoy Woodward 2013.
I certainly will. Thank you.
And now we talk to somebody who I've been looking forward to talking to all week. Her name is Tabitha Hammer, and she is with the public relations team from Hagerty, and she's going to tell us about the comeback Camaro. Let me just set it up a little bit here. They've got a great website set up, a subsite within Hagerty.com all about this vehicle. After 42 years of fast living, three past wrecks, one bone-shaking crash, the Camaro was kaput. But this is the comeback Camaro, proudly salvaged, sandblasted, pounded, and polished by the employees of Hagerty because of 123 passionate employees, 2,750 donated hours, 900 phone calls to track down parts, four pairs of torn jeans, three tubes of super glue to repair cracked fingertips, 215 lunch breaks worked through, 97 unforeseen costs, and too many four-letter words to count. One Camaro SS is returned to its former glory, turning heads and kicking backsides everywhere. And this vehicle also not only went down to Detroit this past Wednesday, but participated in the great race. It's my pleasure to welcome Tabitha Hammer to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Tabitha, how you doing?
Hi there. Doing very well, thanks, Bob.
Excellent. Well, we're actually on right now in Traverse City on WMKT up there, AM and FM. So hopefully some of the folks at Hagerty headquarters are listening in. But this is a tough weekend because you've got the Woodward happening and you've got all the great stuff going on at Pebble Beach. It's a great time to be a car person and have so many wonderful events to choose from.
It absolutely is. It's a great weekend from far across the map, and we're happy to be a part of it in several different ways.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the origins of this Camaro SS project. How did it get its start? And tell us a little bit about the initial goals of the project.
Yeah, so the backstory on the Camaro is it was a client's vehicle, and they got in a front-end collision with it. As the story is told to me, the owner was looking at the gauge cluster, which is located, you know, down below by the shifter in the middle there in that Camaro, and looked up just a little too late to realize the traffic in front of him had stopped and mashed into the cars in front of him, unfortunately. So decided not to keep the car. It was headed to the salvage yard, and Nikhil Hagerty, our CEO, kind of had this vision of having an employee restoration project that really just lets the employees get their hands dirty, learn the cars from the inside out, and is a good learning experience for what our clients deal with, both on the claims side and also just being a passionate car person. And we saw this Camaro come across and said, you know, that looks like a good challenge. Little did we know that it was going to be quite a bit more of a challenge than anticipated.
Yeah, it looks like quite a project. And like you say, McKeel is a great friend of the show and a great personal friend. And at one time I did a radio show for Hagerty, and hopefully down the road we'll come back to doing something like that. But I know the passion that is part of the Hagerty crew, to say the least. And this just sounds like it was an awful lot of work. And certainly when I see the car in its the way it came to you and the way it looks today, boy, you guys just did a remarkable job.
Well, thank you. It was definitely a great experience. You know, when we first dug into the car, we obviously knew that it had the front-end collision, which did quite a bit of damage, twisted the frame, pushed the passenger door back about a quarter or half an inch there. But once we really got into the restoration process of it, we discovered that it had been in, you know, a few other accidents throughout its lifetime. So as with most classic car projects, it was a little more than we bargained for. But, you know, it was the purpose of the whole project was to really just have a hands-on project that the employees could be a part of and see the parts from the inside out, understand how they work, and at the end of it, we saved a car from going to scrap metal.
That's fantastic. Tabitha, also, you were involved with the recently held Great Race, and you actually drove this 69 Camaro SS in the Great Race, and you were the driver of an all-female team. Tell us all about your experiences, but why don't we begin by telling folks a little bit about the Great Race. I know Corky Coker, sure, another great friend of myself and the program, is the man behind the Great Race these days, and McKeel's a big supporter. When we come back, we'll kind of set the stage about what the Great Race is all about, and then we'll hear an unbelievable story of the SS in the Great Race 2013. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Auto World rolls on great radio stations all across North America, including in Traverse City, Michigan, as I said earlier, WMKT. And the reason why we're focusing on Traverse City, because that's the headquarters of Hagerty Insurance Company, the largest classic car insurance company in the world. And Tabitha Hammer from Hagerty PR is with us, telling us about this incredible restoration story of a 69 Camaro SS. I mean, this thing, if you log on to Hagerty.com/Camaro Project, you'll see pictures and be able to read some blogs about it. It's no small task what these folks were able to pull off. And before the break there, we were posing questions to Tabitha about the recent great race, and she was the driver of the only all-female team. Tabitha, tell our listeners about the great race and what it was like participating in, and especially being the only all-female team. I'm sure you've got some great stories to tell.
Yeah, you know, it was a great experience this year. So the Great Race is a Coker Tire event put on by Hemmings Motor News and presented by Hagerty, and it's a time-speed distance rally. So it's not a finish-first kind of race or, you know, rush to the end. It's all about accuracy and consistency of driving and knowing your vehicle. So this year's race ran from Minneapolis all the way down the Mississippi to Mobile, Alabama, over a span of about 9 days and somewhere around 2,300 miles.
Wow.
I was fortunate enough to get to drive the Hagerty Camaro on that with my navigator, Trisha Felski, who's also a Hagerty employee. And we were the only female team for the 99 racers in the event.
Oh, that's great. And what was it like along the way, the journey going through the different communities and stuff? Would you stop and show off the vehicles? How did it actually work?
Absolutely. So throughout the day, the racers are rallying on backcountry roads. And for lunch and dinner stops, we have host cities that we all roll into. And it's very fortunate in each town, the city themselves host us, provide a really great experience. Some of them go all out and do, you know, a full event surrounding the racers coming into their town. And it's kind of a bit of a rolling car show, if you will, with some rallying in between.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how did the 69 Camaro SS perform on the Great Race? Because I know in talking to McKeel and to Corky, you know, breakdowns are not uncommon. Some of these vehicles, you know, are 100 years old and, you know, need some help along the way. How about the 69 Camaro? How did it do?
Well, she did pretty good. There was one day that we ended up on the side of the road and ended up coming in on the sweeper truck for a broken rocker arm that put us out for the day. But we were able to get that fixed that evening, and we also had a little bit of clutch transmission noise that we weren't sure what was going on there. So in that same night, we tore it all apart and had the transmission rebuilt and put it all back in, replaced the clutch in the back end of a reliable carrier's semi-truck. and she finished out the race strong. And as all of the racers will tell you, to finish is to win.
Oh, that is great. So it sounds like it was a real fun time participating in the great race. And what was it like for you driving a 69 Camaro SS? Have you driven classic muscle cars in the past, or was this your first experience?
I've driven a lot of classic cars, but this is really my first muscle car that I've driven of any length of time, and it was phenomenal. I mean, power steering and some power to it, so it was really great. The experience of driving a vehicle like this that 123 of your colleagues have put their blood, sweat, and tears and all of their passion into to bring back to life, you know, it adds something to the entire experience of that. Being able to represent them, knowing this car would have been, you know, sitting in a variety of parts otherwise, and here we are able to get it back out on the road and share it with other collectors around and take it to a lot of events.
Oh, that's fantastic. So are you continuing the journey with the 69 Camaro SS? Are you showing it at a variety of additional events throughout the summer and fall?
Absolutely. The car, the restoration was finished towards the beginning of June, and this is our fourth event going out on the road with the Camaro. So she's gotten quite a few miles on her. We have the Camaro down at the Woodward Dream Cruise this weekend. We've been cruising it around up and down Woodward the last few days, and now it's at one of our booths there right on Woodward. So I encourage everyone, if you're down there, go check it out. It's pretty fun to see.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, as we were talking about with Chris Perry from Chevrolet a little bit earlier in the hour, the cruise is today, but it really starts much earlier in the week. You know, I was getting reports from some of my friends in Michigan that, you know, even last weekend they started the cruise. I mean, these folks are so passionate about their vehicles that one day isn't enough. So they start their own personal cruise. And so it looks like you got a little taste of that.
I sure did, you know, and this is my first time down there for any portion of the event. You know, I'm typically out on the other side of the country for Pebble Beach, but it was truly a great experience. And the thing I loved about it most was seeing so many family members out together and, you know, cars just piled full of people having fun, smiles, you know, waving all the way down. And that's what it's all about. These cars are phenomenal. They bring everyone together and have a good time. And that's the bottom line of it all.
That's great, and I wish, I know lots of people have the same wish. I wish that both the Pebble Beach and Woodward Dream folks would not have the event on the same weekend. I know there was one weekend back when I was working for Motor Trend magazine, probably like 2005 or something like that, 2006, they didn't conflict, so I was able to go to both. So that's doing
it's
the
definitely, yeah. It's definitely a challenge, and you know, from the Hagerty perspective, we're starting to get more involved in Woodward, which everyone's very excited about. But you can't complain too much when you have two of the coolest and most involved classic car events going on at the same time in different parts of the country. It's a true pleasure to see the hobby and the industry that strong and everyone still enjoying it so much.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, at the high end, I know some car company presidents, especially from the Detroit Big Three there, Ford and GM and the Chrysler Group that some of their executives will cruise today, and then they'll get on an overnight flight and do Pebble Sunday. So it's really really a cool time. But the thing I remember, the great late David E. Davis Jr. was the founder of Automobile Magazine, and certainly one of my automotive journalist heroes. And I remember doing a broadcast once from the Woodward Dream Cruise, and David was in attendance, and he had a lot of great things to say about Pebble, because it is such a magnificent event, and it's it's kind of the millionaires versus the billionaires, but nevertheless it's a great event to participate in and see. But just the sheer fun and the sheer kind of grassroots side of the Woodward Dream Cruise cannot be overlooked. And it was his opinion that if he had to choose between one or the other, he would pick Woodward, because it's more like regular folks. And I always remember those words.
Absolutely. I would completely agree with the mayor. And like I mentioned before, just the family aspect of it. And, everyone is just having a really great time. It's laid back. And you're just simply out there enjoying the time with the people in the cars.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've had lots of fun with this Camaro project. Do you think this is a one-time only deal, or do you think down the road there's a possibility that the Hagerty team will resurrect another vehicle, because you definitely resurrected this one?
Absolutely. Well, the Camaro is our second employee restoration project that we've done. Our first one was a couple years ago, 1930 Ford Model A Roadster. Just got the whole idea off the ground and figure out how you can funnel, our 500 total employees and offer this opportunity to them. So the Camaro is our second project, and there are definitely plans for another one that we'll be starting on pretty soon.
Wonderful. Hagerty.com is the website. Tabitha, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your Woodward and Pebble Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.